This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah. It's the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Last night, man, that was a lot of fun. He got it done 137 to 95. They came out and they played the way we expected them to play. A team that can actually get stops, a team that can be a real pain in the ass on defense, get physical with you, not going to give you anything. I loved, you know, obviously watching Lowry twist his ankle up was not a good thing, but the tough sumbitch came back, which was just absolutely awesome. And, you know, you routed him on a night where Duncan Robinson didn't have a great night. But you look at everybody else, Tyler Hero, and, you know, like 24 minutes or something, 27 points, 10 of 18 shooting, 4 of 8 from three-point range, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. And the Strus was loose last night. How about Strus with the block to end that quarter? And then and Tyler then gets the ball and nails that three to end that quarter. That was that bang bang defensive offensive play in a nutshell. That's kind of what you're hoping you are. You know what I mean? And the best part about having Bam, Butler, PJ, Markeef, having guys that and Lowry, having guys that care about defense and that they're passionate about playing on that side of the court, it's something that will then trickle down to the younger players. And hopefully, as time goes on, Tyler becomes a better defender, maybe a better team defender. Like, you know, Dwayne Wade was never a great one-on-one defender. What Dwayne Wade was probably one of the greatest team defenders ever. And especially a guard, obviously. But that's one of those things that he was so good coming from the back door. And so, you know, that's why I'm telling you, it's just kind of interesting that you start to look at defensively. This is what you hope that Duncan can pick up from, Tyler can pick up from. And then you look at, you know, Strus yesterday, and that was awesome, man. That was cool because you know Strus for the offense. But if he's going to – and he's got some size. So Strus is not a kid that should be, you know, that you should take advantage of him. He's got enough of a body that he should be able to play some defense. And that was terrific last night to get that block. That was – that's the kind of message you send to a team that we are going to hustle from one end of the court to the other end of the court. And last night, the best part about last night was I got a feeling that I haven't had in the last couple of years from this team. Even when they made their bubble run and all that stuff, this hasn't been a really good defensive club. Okay, I don't care what kind of stats you try to spin at me or whatever. This has not been a club that has been Heat-like defense in the last couple of years. And so to watch what I saw last night, it brought back that, okay, now this is what they are all about. Yeah, offense, obviously, you got plenty of offense right now, which is great. You scored, what, 137 points last night. That's a lot of points. But the fact that you held them to 95 and the disparity was that big, that's what I like to see. And to me, that was the important part about all of this. And remember, this is a game where you didn't really keep everybody in there. So if you could have even lowered that score of theirs even more if you kept your best players in there and kept trying to shut them down. You know what I'm saying? So yesterday, for the first time in the last couple of years, I finally felt like they're playing up to their identity as a franchise. You know how we sit here and we wonder, what is the Dolphins' identity? Well, we've always known what the identity of the Miami Heat is. Always. And that's defense, that's effort, that's conditioning, that's discipline, all of the things that's kind of made them what they are. That's always been the heart and soul of what they are. And that's kind of been lost the last couple of years. Yeah, you have a couple guys that can play some defense, and you have a couple guys that once in a while can make some defensive plays, but you weren't back to being a team that on every possession, you are a pain in the ass to score on them. And that's what I saw last night. And that to me is what made me feel like really good about why I feel so good about this team. And the fact that I know they're old, and I worry about, you know, some of the age of the team, but they're still young enough, at least for this year, that they can make a nice deep run into the playoffs. And if everything goes well, they can end up in the NBA Finals. When you can play this kind of defense, this is what's going to change the dynamics of everything.